Hi, and welcome to Able's podcast. So nice to have you here again today. The reason for this podcast is I was on TikTok and I had commented on this influencers. As many of you know, I do have my TikTok as well. So it's Amazing Avril 333. You can check it out. And with commenting on the other influencer's video is he had mentioned that the atmosphere and the energy had been extremely off, and he joked as to why he had bought a massive stick of selenite. I explained that six planets were currently in retrograde, and people tend to look at retrograde and have a fear of them. But to me personally, and this is just my own beliefs and what helps me to get it through, is they are making you realize and only moving out of your life things that are not even meant to be there. Things that you are wasting your time on, whether they be relationships, whether they bring up your own insecurities or the past or things you need to revisit. So sometimes we get so busy in the hustle, in the grind and the day-to-day stuff, that we don't really take that time to work on our healing and our spiritual aspects of our lives. So there's a lot of people, if you may see, that maybe are not as affected as some other people with the retrograde. And the reason is that they are doing the spiritual work, they are doing the meditation, they are aware, they're using their intuition, and they are following their heart. That's why so many of us have so many massive issues sometimes. I myself have gone through it with the one where we had nine planets in retrograde at the exact same time. I think that one hit me the hardest, and I had the biggest realization. But ultimately, everything in my life had been moved off and moved away because I needed to go somewhere else. I had to move. I had to leave my friendships. I had to leave my life. I had to totally transform who I was and become someone else, because that lifestyle, that career, those people were no longer serving that purpose. They're amazing human beings, and I'm so grateful for that experience, but it no longer aligned to me in my life and who I was anymore. And that's okay. So I will dive into the retrograde. I think that's why we're all here today. Well, it's why I'm here, and hopefully you gain some insight and some knowledge into the retrograde as well. So the key thing is that there will be seven planets in retrograde at the same time in 2023. The good news is one of them is almost done at this time. And just be prepared for changes, be prepared for chaos, but stay calm. That's key, is when you're able to stay calm through any situation and anything that comes up, is you have the upper hand, because you're not getting emotional, you're not getting unsettled. And the more calm, reassured, and confident you are, the more you'll attract other people too into your life and attract the other things. So while other people are getting unhinged and going off the hook, they're going to repel a lot of people. So more opportunities are going to be handed to those who stay more calm and more cool and more collective. So the list of planets, let's get into that. That will be retrograde, is going to be Venus, Mercury, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. So what happens is that it's a backward motion, and the planets in our solar system move in reverse. So that does make significant changes because of the way that the energy is, or how you're feeling, or you feel like things are off, because they are. So when it would be typically moving forward, we are currently moving backwards. But there are people who are very well-known astrologers or heavy spiritualists like myself that notice it as a time for opportunities to improve our lives. Because yes, it can be very intense, but remove the emotion part out of it. It's normal to have emotions, but also not when you're trying to fix problems and look at solutions as well. It's okay to feel things, but also at the same time, we need to reflect, reassess, and reimagine. So what we get to do is address unresolved matters in our lives, health, communication, relationships, careers, responsibility, or our personal power, and then use it to become masters in those areas of our life. So there is a positive aspect to seven planets moving backwards. So I'm going to roll into the first one. So we have Venus retrograde, which has been going on the longest and is almost completed. So it started July 23rd and it was till September the 4th. So with this Venus retrograde, it is happening in the house of Leo. So Leo governs our vitality, our confidence, and our self-love. So Venus is the planet of the love and beauty, and this is how we can be effective with our outlook and our appearance at the during this time. So the star signs that will be most affected by this one is Taurus, Libra, Leo, and Aquarius. So with that, we need to take a look and we need to do more affirmations, work on our own self-love, work on maybe our beauty, changing our look to the way we want it to look. Maybe we need to do a greater workout routine. So that's just some examples. With Mercury retrograde, of course, we all know about that one. It's from August 24 till September 16th. So Mercury usually retrogrades each year 3 to 4 times, so you're totally used to it, but it does affect travel, transport, communication, and technology. So this retrograde, it is in Virgo, which deals with being detail orientated, orderly, and precise. So with this retrograde happening in the sign, it can make you struggle more in your daily routines, your habits, work, chores, so on. But it's also an opportunity for you to review what works for you and what doesn't in all of those areas. What part of your daily routine needs to be changed? What habits in your life need to be changed or need to be altered? In regards to work, is that job for you? And is it working out? Is it getting you to where you want to go? And also within the chores around your house, do you, or within your workplace, is there a schedule? Is that schedule working? Is it a falling apart? What do you need to alter? And the two signs most affected by this are Gemini and Virgo. And of course, we have our fixed signs, our rising signs, and then also Moon, Mars, etc. So you'll also have to take this into account as well. Pluto retrograde. So this is from May the 11th till October 22nd. With the Pluto retrograde, it is a very extensive one. And this is ultimately an invitation for you to reclaim your personal power and prioritize decision-making skills. So take the time each day to slow down, work out, and really analyze what you want to be saying yes and no to live your life for you and not for those around you. So everyone's going to be affected heavily by this one as well. So this is the ultimately the opportunity we have from this one. with Saturn retrograde. It is from June the 18th to November the 4th. It is in the it is in Pisces, and what'll be happening is there'll be a lot of spiritual review, inner healing, letting go of limiting beliefs, and empowering you to commit to your rituals and self-care practices. So Capricorn and Pisces are heavily affected again. It's not about just your fixed sign, your this could be also about let's say if your Venus is Capricorn, then you need to take a look at whatever house, and that's how it's going to be impacted the most for you. So you're going to just be reviewing those things, but you're going to notice in your spiritual area what is working and what doesn't with your healing, what's working, what doesn't, and same with what's letting go. In Neptune retrograde, it is from July 1st to December the 6th. And it is in, again, Pisces. And you will see your intuition and spiritual connectedness heightened. So maybe you're knowing things prior to them happening. It's like you're 10 steps ahead of everyone else. Or you're more connected at this time. Like you feel like you're more connected to whatever spiritual aspects you believe in. This is going to be a positive aspect in your life, because it's going to help you if you're working on any healing processes at all, and also to be mindful of yourself and then others, and then it's going to help you to engage into creative pursuits as well. And again, all houses are affected, all signs. Jupiter retrograde is from September 5th to December 31st. So we haven't entered into Jupiter yet. We will be though. So that's why we're in six and not seven. Jupiter will have its retrograde, and it's going to be in the sign of Taurus. And this one will encourage you to take a look at your self-worth. So there's going to be a lot of key issues, insecurities coming up in regards to that. And so you need to, during this process, what could be very helpful is to reflect on key values that are important and what can help you to align to your goals. Set some goals to get work done by doing one small thing at a time and one step at a time. And this is going to make this retrograde work. This one affects Taurus and Saturn, Sagittarius the most. So again, just take a look at where those two are placed in your birth chart. There's multiple places you can look a birth chart up online, and you can see where it's going to impact you. And then of course we have the Uranus retrograde. So this is from August 29th to January 27th. Of 2024, so for the next 5 months. So this is going to impact you because it's going to be a very transformational period, and it's going to urge you to ultimately break free from any routines that are not working for you, that keep you stuck. It's going to make you embrace change and just completely go against what is not working in your day-to-day life. This one is going to impact us all as well. So in regards to the sixth, that's the sixth. And of course I mentioned the seventh that we'll be going into as well. So in regards to the retrograde, there is a lot of fear, but ultimately when you work with them, there's not as much resistance, and there's nothing really to fear during retrograde periods, as long as you're, again, it's like everything else that we do, you need to be doing the work, you need to be stepping up, you need to be releasing, you need to be letting go, you need to be going with it instead of going against it. Those are some key aspects. A lot of people, I know myself in the past as well, I had a situation where I didn't want to let go and resisted the change, and everything in my life seemed to be falling apart because I was resistant to that change in my life. I was resistant to releasing things. And when you have that resistance, you're also blocking your blessings, you're blocking abundance, you're blocking your opportunities, your career, your job, the love, those things in your life that you really crave that are missing. By not making those key changes and releasing and letting go, you're not allowing that positive change to come into your life. And I think that's key for anyone. I myself, you may want to know my sign. So my fixed sign is Aquarius, but that doesn't mean that as an Aquarius, I have more of a positive outcome over anyone else, because I have more houses in my birth chart as well. And just like everyone else, it's in different houses, my signs, and they show me what my strengths and my weaknesses are and the places that I need to work on too. So I think that's the most positive thing we can do, is to take the opportunity to use these changing times and to see it as a gift, because really it kind of gives us a clue to, okay, this isn't really working, whereas maybe previously before we were struggling in that aspect or that area. So we don't really want to sit here and, you know, be negative or just resistant in this change. The biggest thing is just allowing it, just to go with it, embrace it, because it can be a very extremely beautiful thing that can lead us to amazing, more opportunities that are more fulfilling to ourselves, fulfilling to our soul, and help us to achieve and become that person we want to be. So I wanted to, again, I hope you enjoyed this series. I didn't make this extremely long because I didn't have much to say on this topic. But if you feel that I missed anything or that I could have added a little bit of value more, or you have questions in regards to anything that I discussed, you can definitely reach out to me on my TikTok platform. So my TikTok is AmazingAvril333. And I actually do respond as well to my DMs on TikTok and Instagram. It's the same username, or my Twitter. So if you wanted me to expand on this podcast or had any questions that you would like me to address, I can do it there. I hope that that helps you to understand retrogrades more. And I hope that it enlighten you and bring a little bit more clarity to what exactly is going on. So I'm wishing you all a blessed six retrogrades. You will get through it. And the seventh that's coming up right away, it's just what's meant to be. We'll always find a way. And that's ultimately what these planets moving is going to allow to happen. I hope that was helpful for you guys. Take care, and thank you so much for listening.